Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Adriana's Mystic Connections on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, brought to you on the second Saturday monthly from 10 to 11 a.m. Adriana's Mystic Connections is hosted by the wonderful Adriana Lesniak. Adriana is a truly gifted medium, energy healer, and teacher. She invites you to call in for guidance, wonderful, inspiring topics, and counsel from the angels. The second half of the show, she will be offering one question readings to callers. If you would like a one question reading, please call in at 646-378-0378. And now I give you your host, Adriana.
Hello. Happy Saturday, the 10th of October. Welcome all. So grateful to be here, to stand here in good health, because it's not just an absolute given that we're always in good health. Sometimes we're not. But I am so blessed to be in good health and good spirits. My topic for today is the sacredness of different holidays. We all have our own religious beliefs. We all have our own connections with our families that have connections to our religious beliefs and our spiritual practices. So, for instance, Halloween happens to be one of my favorite holidays. For a long time, it was my favorite holiday. And there's some people who would laugh and say, but Halloween's not a holiday. Halloween is just a time when kids go out and get candy. And that's true to some extent. But Halloween, for people in the United States who celebrate it, is the one holiday where you don't have to be responsible for anything. You can decorate your yard if you want, but you don't have to. You can go out trick-or-treating if you want, but you don't have to. It's sort of like a fun holiday. It's just for fun. There's no issues, really, surrounding it, other than some people don't like scary and they don't like their neighbors putting graveyards in their lawn. Some people don't like children knocking on their door asking for candy. I trick-or-treated up until I was 14 and cried when my mom made me stop, and my kids trick-or-treated until they were 18, and a couple trick-or-treated after that. And I always took taxes. When they came home, I always took what I wanted from their bags. Now that we live out here so rural, we really don't get kids anymore. So I always am bummed by that, because I love trick-or-treaters, and I love to hand out candy, and I love everything about the season, except for the fires in Detroit, which recently, for the last few years, have been going down in number. So this is one of my favorite holidays. In Mexico, Halloween is celebrated as the Day of the Dead. And so people who have passed are celebrated. It's a special day to remember those who have crossed. We don't really have that in the United States. We don't have a special day where we venerate the people who have crossed. I think the closest that we get is Memorial Day, but that really is more about veterans, I think. Personally, I think it's more about veterans than it is about family, although you can certainly make it whatever day you want. But Day of the Dead is the day that you kind of remember your loved ones, and you light candles, and it's perfectly fine if you get a visit or something that says, hey, here we are. And then in the in the Celtic world or in the pagan world, there's Samhain, which is a beautiful, beautiful custom and ceremony. And that also has to do with the veil being finished. And also is when connections with spirit and fairies and the ancient gods are expected. It's a great time to be a medium this time of the year. It really is. It's easier to connect with spirit, and it's fun. We're busier this time of year. I have more parties this time of year, which is always fun too. And we used to have a party every year on Halloween, and unfortunately, I had a fair that I would go to out of state that was usually falling on Halloween. So for the last few years of my boys staying with me, we didn't have that party, or if we did, I didn't go. And now I only have one at home. The others have left, and so it's going to be kind of quiet for Halloween. So I have to figure out what I'll be doing. I'm not sure if I want to do a party at someone else's house. I may just want to stay home and watch scary movies and eat popcorn. That sounds kind of fun. Our favorite things that we would do on Halloween, our ceremonies, is that when the boys were younger, we would double dip the whole Halloween thing. They would get into their costumes, and we would hit our neighborhood. That was back when we lived in Hazel Park. And we would do about a 4-block radius, 5-block radius. Then when they were done, and of course when they were little, we walked them around, and then when they were older, they walked themselves around. Then when we were done, pile them all in the car, drive like crazy to get over to Grandma's, which was half an hour away, and then we'd do her neighborhood. And her neighborhood is a little bit more upscale than ours. So, you know, we would expect a little bit better candy choices. So instead of getting a mini bar, you'd get a whole candy bar. You know, it's like one of those whole candy bar houses. And then we'd go and we'd play cards and we'd have fun and we'd watch TV. And that's such a great time. Now my mother-in-law is in assisted living. So there's no running over to Grandma's house with the kids anymore, and the kids don't go trick-or-treating anyway, so it's just a different energy. But maybe this year my husband and I will go over to my mother-in-law's new place for Halloween, and we'll play cards and have fun, and maybe that's going to be our new tradition. Kind of sounds like a blast. My mom was always afraid that I was trick-or-treating too old. She was always concerned about what will the neighbors think. She said, "You're such a big girl." And, you know, by the time I was 13, I was 5'10", like I am now. And she said, you're too tall and you're too old to be trick-or-treating." And so I was so bummed, and, you know, my little brother was still allowed trick-or-treat, which just rubbed salt in the wound. She said, "You can have a party." I'm like, "I don't want to have a party. I want to trick-or-treat. And who am I going to invite? No one's going to come." So I invited a few friends from school, and they all came, which was kind of cool. Maybe they were all looking for something to do at Halloween, too. And it was just a great time. I really had fun. And we were in our basement. Somebody started telling a scary story. And, of course, my active mind started conjuring up all sorts of stuff. So my mom was cool. My mom is cool, even though she's on the other side. So today my question for you will be, what is your Halloween ceremony? What are the celebrations that you do in your life to commemorate Halloween and to commemorate your loved ones who crossed. My dad, when I was very little, my birth father, I have two dads. I have my birth father, then I have my stepfather. So it can be kind of confusing because sometimes I refer to my dad over in spirit, and sometimes I refer to my dad living happily in Florida. So I have to explain. My birth father loved to dress up, and he liked to dress up like a woman sometimes. And my mom used to make these beautiful muumuus. So he'd throw on one of these big flowing things, and I don't know where he got the wig, put on lipstick and everything, and run around the neighborhood saying, "Oh, hi! So glad to see you," you know, having balloon boobs and shoving them in people's faces. "Do you have any candy for me?" It was so funny. He was so hilarious. He was amazing. And then my mom didn't really do that much for Halloween other than pass out candy. She loved to pass out candy. But my aunt liked to dress up when she passed out candy. So she had a wig, and she always liked to be a witch because she had all the stuff for it. She'd put a hat on and do all her stuff. And I have all her Halloween stuff. I have her hat and her wig and her stuff. I should dress up like a witch maybe. That'd be fun. Halloween can be an irritating time for pagans and Wiccans. Especially witches who feel like they're misrepresented during this time. So I'm culturally aware of that. And I try not to be part of the problem. I try to be part of the solution. Witches are people too. They're very nice people, generally. And just like all of us, you know, just like any religion, there's going to be some people who are not as nice as other people or who, you know, we have problems with. But for the most part, witches are very peaceful, gentle people who really just want to be allowed to practice their spiritual beliefs just like everyone else. It's so easy to fall into the trap of right and wrong. Judge not, lest you be judged. A very wise man said that. Judge not, lest you be judged. I know several witches. I know people who are pagans. I know people who practice the gentle crafts of paganism. And so this time of year, which is a holy ceremony of just the equinox and the autumnal equinox and celebrating spirit, celebrating the end of harvest, that it's important to understand that sometimes pictures of witches on brooms and negative images aren't always the best thing. Pumpkins are fine. Scarecrows are fine. Dead bodies are fine. They're scary. They're awful. I don't know. I don't want to see someone hanging in someone's yard either. But, you know, this is the season. It's a season for scary movies, Halloween and Freddy Krueger. It's also a great season for hayrides. A lot of farms around here do haunted hayrides and things like that. And for them, it helps them make money. Cider mills do too. So, hey, get in your car, drive out, do a corn maze or get some cider and donuts. There's nothing like good cider and warm donuts.
And those are good donuts, you know. They're not the kind that are all frosted and everything. Pure Michigan. And just enjoy the season. There are some people, you know, who it's called Halloween, it's called trick or treat. There are some people who do tricks. There are some people who you have to be wary of. But you have to be wary of people in all walks of life all over the world. And there's people who say children should not go trick or treating. This is the one season. This is the one holiday, people. This is the only one where our neighbors come over to our house and ask for a gift. This is the only holiday. It's not Thanksgiving where we gather with our family. It's not Christmas where sometimes we give to neighbors, but sometimes we don't. And it's not like they ask. It's like we decide whether or not we give. It's where people come over to our house, and we have the opportunity of saying, hi, how are you? Don't you look cute in that costume? And bonding with our neighbors. It's about generosity. Give just because it's fun to give. To pick out a really good candy and then try not to eat it before Halloween. Good luck with that. I always advise 2 or 3 bags. What's your favorite tradition about Halloween? Is it carving pumpkins? We used to carve pumpkins and see who could do the best, and we were all miserable at it. But I have seen some amazing carved pumpkins recently. Just beautiful work. Is it visiting cider mills? Is it going to haunted houses? Is it spending time with family, playing cards? Is it seeing the kids all dressed up? What are your favorite memories? I want to hear about it. Let's share those together. Because our favorite memories, our favorite traditions about holidays, they're really what makes us family. That's what makes a family. It's the traditions. Well, we always do this. Well, who's we? Well, me and my sister and my mother and whatever. We always do this. Well, that's what makes a family. And if it's you and your best friend, then that's family. You know, families are not and haven't been for a long time the old Betty Crocker type vision of a family with mother and father and grandmother and grandfather and children. And maybe cousins. Family are the people you choose to spend your time with, that you want to see, that when something's going wrong, they're going to be there for you. They're there to help you and bail you out. That's what family is. Family, you know who your family is when something goes wrong in your life. Because when something goes wrong, the people who disappear or who can't help are not family. But the people who come running, I'm not talking about money, but I'm talking about the people who come running, the people who send flowers, the people who care about you. That's family. Make sure you're treating family with great love and appreciation. They're important. So, Courtney, we're ready to take some calls, and you are.
Awesome. Well, I would like to remind all of our listeners that if you would like an extended reading with Adriana or a full-length reading, please visit her website at mysticconnections.com, or you can call her at 248 379-7324. I also want to remind all of our listeners that Adriana's readings are one question. We have lots of callers in queue today who are looking to get a one-question reading, so let's definitely try to keep it to that one question. Adriana, we do have somebody in chat today that would like to ask you a question. Is that okay?
Oh, I love that. Yes.
Awesome. Her name is Angela, and she's actually from Florida. I did ask her your question of the day as far as what is a classic ritual or tradition that she practices every year, and she said trick-or-treating for candy. But her question was whether or not she is actually with her soulmate. Do you have any guidance for her?
You know, soulmates are not what we think they are. So you can have, you know, soulmates are someone who are on the same path as us, and we tend to connect with lifetime after lifetime. So a soulmate could be a brother, it could be a mother, it could be a friend, it could be, it doesn't always have to be the one that you're with. And that's something that a lot of people are confused about, and they think that there's only one that they're supposed to be with, and that's not true. There are soul contracts that we make beforehand, and generally, if we're with someone and things are going well, then you're with the right person. I'm going to say I get the impression she's not with her soulmate, but that doesn't mean that she's with the wrong person. It just means that her soulmate is not her love in this lifetime, and I don't know if that's the response she was looking for. Maybe we can visit Angela later in the hour and see what she thinks about that, and also let her know that she's making it work.
Okay, no problem. I know she can hear you right now, but because she is listening, so we can definitely come back to her and later in the show.
Angela, making it work. And you are not with your soulmate. And I'm going to caution everyone about this because people say, am I with the perfect person for me? Probably not. But so what? If you're with someone and you love them, even though they snore or smell or don't brush their teeth or pick their nose or whatever gross things they do or forget about your birthday. But, you know, hey, if they stay with you, if they're faithful with you, if, you know, they're reasonably pleasant, then you're fortunate. You're very fortunate. So I don't know. Was that inspiring? I don't know. Don't be so quick to throw out the baby with the bathwater, you know, and if your relationship's not perfect, then change your relationship. Don't throw out the person. But my guides told me instantly, no, you're not with your soulmate. All right.
Okay, and she was just, to be more specific, she wanted to know if this person actually wanted to be with her or if this person is playing games. So the general question was whether or not she was with her soulmate. She just got a little bit more specific for you.
So she knows she's not with her soulmate. She knew she wasn't with her soulmate. Okay, so what I hear is that she's making it work, but when she asked that question, I heard games.
Okay.
So. And I'm sorry, Angela, I know you're listening, so I need to stop referring to you as she. I do hear games. I hear that you're making it work, and I feel like keep trying, but this is not your soulmate. Is this someone you can live with in this lifetime? Yes. But my guides are saying just be aware, be careful what you're asking for. You know, once you get into a relationship with someone, that's when they show you their warts, right? That's when you find out, wow, your farts really smell bad, far worse than any other farts I've ever smelled. Oh, Thank you so much, Angela. Have a blessed day. Thank you for asking a question in chat. And I'm going to send, let's take a moment and send some angels and energy out to Angela and her love relationship and ask that this be resolved for the highest and the best. And I feel like you should stay in this relationship and you should keep trying. And that's for now. Thank you so much.
She said thank you. Are you ready for a caller?
I am.
Awesome. Well, today we have Kathy calling from Maryland. Before I bring you on, Kathy, can you please answer the question of what is a classic ritual or tradition that maybe you or your family practices on Halloween? And welcome to the show.
Thank you. I love to decorate, and I just bought all new decorations to put up and some new lights in orange and purple.
I love to decorate too. Oh, it sounds
yeah. I don't get kids because I'm like in a cul-de-sac, and you know they don't. It's off a main road, and there's no sidewalks. But
yeah, I don't get kids either. How fun!
So my question today is about my spiritual journey. If you have any information of what's coming up.
I feel like you're at a stop sign. I see you stopped on your spiritual journey. I see a stop sign. And it's like you're a four-way cross. So you could turn right, you could turn left, or you could keep going. But you're stopped. So it's your choice as to which direction you want to proceed.
Mm-hmm.
And there
well,
is no wrong direction, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I see you as paused while you're waiting. So I guess you're... Guys are saying, put your foot on the gas pedal, girl.
And go.
And go. So, you know, take some classes, do some things. They say you're coming into your own power, but you're not there yet. And they say
mm-hmm.
not enough spirituality, too much religion. Too much religion.
Right.
Dogma.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
raised a Catholic, yeah.
Okay. And they're punching you. A lot of times when I want to punch someone when I'm doing a reading, and a lot of times I do, and it's becoming just more and more common. It's so much fun. I want to punch them. And where I punch them, they'll say, oh, yeah, there's something that's bothering me there. So I want to punch you in the shoulder.
Okay.
I think in the left shoulder.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if it's left or right, because sometimes I'm in the mirror. Is there anything going on with your shoulders?
They're always sore, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I really want to punch you in the shoulder, so I think I will.
Okay.
All right. And, okay, as soon as I do that, immediately I feel like, boy, your posture sucks.
Yes.
Okay. So I really want you to work on that. Move your shoulders. Do the round thing with your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
I had a therapist who would say, you know, I don't know. You know how you hunch your shoulders?
Yeah.
I don't know. She said, do that.
Actually, I'm going to therapy for my neck. And, you know, I've had a couple back surgeries. So they gave me one exercise to do to pull my shoulders back when I am stressed at work, sitting at the computer all day.
If you want to, you can punch your own shoulder. Just take your hand and just thump your shoulder. Just a little bit below the arm bone, because you don't want it to hurt. Can you tell I'm doing it now? Can you hear my voice vibrate because I'm doing it right now?
Yes.
And as funny as it sounds, it kind of helps break up the tension.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then do that. Just move your arms back, like you're circling your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Your neck back. Do that a lot, please, because they're concerned about your posture in that area of your body.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, and you have a male in spirit who's sending you a lot of love. And I'm not sure if this is a heart connection for you or if this is a father connection for you, because it's so much love, I'm having trouble.
It's my dad.
Okay, because he's like, just, I'm like, get over in the dad position, please. Get out of the hurt position. I felt dad immediately, but then I felt love. So it's like, sometimes.
Yeah.
Anyway, he wants you to know that he loves you very much. And he's
asking about a car.
So do you have a new car, or did he give you a car? Is there a new car? Does somebody have a new car?
I got a new car last year.
Okay, he's saying, how's the new car?
I love it.
And he's so glad you did. And he said you don't spend enough money on yourself. And,
oh, please, that's not what my husband says.
And he's like shaking his finger at your husband and saying your husband needs to take better care of you. And he's just doing it in a loving way. He loves your husband too. Do you have children? Because he seemed to be indicating grandchildren.
No, my husband has grandchildren.
Oh, your husband has grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. But they're yours too, right?
Right, right.
Through that connection, right. Yeah, okay. So just hug them and kiss them and have little candy bags for them. And if you don't get to actually see them on Halloween, you might just mail them those little candy bags.
Well, they're kind of old for that now.
Well, then I just get the feeling like you need to connect with them.
Yeah, we do. Two are in North Carolina, and the other one's up in Baltimore, so we don't get to see them that often.
Why don't you just send them something for Halloween?
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It can be just something. And talk to your husband about it. But I just feel like there's a connection there that's too thin.
Okay.
You know, it's funny because Halloween is that wonderful. You know what? I don't know how to say this except that you're going to be happy you do this.
Mm-hmm.
There's something too thin. You need to reestablish connections.
Okay.
You'll be happy that you did. Those good things will come if you do.
All right.
Just saying he loves you, and many blessings to you. And he's showing me a dog. I don't know if it's your dog or his dog with floppy ears.
We got the dogs in spirit.
Yeah, it's a dog with floppy ears. It may be a multicolored dog or a patch dog.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Who's
also saying hello?
Mm-hmm.
Seems, I think a spaniel type dog.
I don't think we had one like that.
It was like a floppy eared dog. I don't know if your dad had one like that or.
Maybe he did, yeah.
I'm not sure. But that dog is saying hello too.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And, you need to take better care of yourself, too. Your dad's very talkative. So on your spiritual journey, you need to get going. That's basically it. Put your foot on the gas pedal because right now you're paused. And there's nothing bad. Because people say, well, I don't want to learn about, you know, the scary bad things. You know, and then you say, well, what's a scary bad thing? Help me understand. Oh, well, you know, looking in a crystal ball and seeing things. You know, there is an understanding that you are protected and you are a divine child of light. And when you see things, you're supposed to see things.
Mm-hmm.
That it's a gift to be able to see things.
Well, you know, I read a lot of spiritual books. I just need to find a group again to get involved.
And you can do it on your own, too.
Right, right.
You know? A great place to get involved with this type of thing is actually there's a lot of spiritualist churches around, which is just unity churches are great too.
Right.
And get connected with the other part of yourself. You know, the healing part of yourself too, because I feel like there's a connection with you in healing, a strong connection.
Well, yeah, I'm a Reiki person, but I don't really practice.
Yeah, there you are at that stop sign. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So get moving, girl. Hand on
all
the
right.
Moving into move it into first gear, and just know wherever you're going, it's wonderful.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And who's next?
Awesome. Well, next we have Glenn calling from Boston. And before I bring you on, Glenn, what is a classic tradition or ceremony or ritual that you or your family practice every Halloween? And welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Boy, what do I do? Well, actually, I like to play tricks.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do.
I see. Like what?
Like on my coworkers.
Oh, fun.
Yeah,
so share some of that.
What's that?
Well, like what? Like give us an example.
It's like I will call and I will say, there's a package downstairs for you. They say it's flowers. I don't know who they're from, but from what I've told, they're absolutely gorgeous. There's some flowers downstairs for you. And then they'll come by the front desk, and I'm very serious. I'm like, you know, they'll start asking questions. Well, I don't know who will be sending me flowers. I said, I don't know either, but they're downstairs for you. And I'm very, very serious about it. So I get security to help me with this. And I don't do it to everybody, just people who can take a joke.
Right. You probably have to be a little careful about that. Certainly not
yes.
The boss.
Yes, yes. So, you know, people who can take a joke. You know, and I like to get other people in on it as well. So we're doing it as a collective unit. So it's not just me. So
I bet you're fun around April Fool's Day too.
Yes, that too. Yes, 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 yeah. And most people they enjoy. They like it. It's nothing harmful or something that's offensive or anything like that. It's always like there's something at the front desk for you.
Okay.
You know, and most people are kind of hesitant and like. No, I'm like, no.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, sure there is. Yeah, sure. So what's your question for today?
Well, my question is in regards to a settlement that
For some reason my guides are highlighting your throat and your lungs. Do you know why that is?
Yes, I've been feeling a little scratchy.
Okay. They just want you to take care of yourself. They're showing me your resistance is down.
Yes. Yes.
And maybe like just suck on some lozenges, some healthy lozenges that are going to give you some protection. So,
yes. That is so very, very true. I've been feeling that lately because not only that, but where I live, people smoke a lot.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about that.
And I don't like that. I don't like it.
Me neither. Because I was seeing smoke around you.
Yes, they smoke a lot. So, you know, I'll open up their windows,
ask them to
smoke in their rooms.
Oh.
Because where I'm in a room, unfortunately, I'm in a rooming house. And there's one person that smokes like a chimney.
And they need to just be respectful and smoke outside.
They don't have I'm at a point where they don't have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a choice.
Yeah.
That you smoke in your room or you close your door when you smoke.
Yeah.
Because it's starting to bother me.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
I think you need to be nice about it.
I can be, yes, I know what you're saying.
I think you need to accompany that request with a gift.
Yes. Okay.
So I don't know what that gift is. It might be mm-hmm. a pretty ashtray or something, but say, I know you enjoy smoking. I'm getting affected by it. So
yes.
Could you please close your door? And you know what? Do it in a way that you like. Do it as a gift, and just
yes.
put your request in a card on
yes.
top of the gift, and you know say,
yes.
you know, you're a lovely person, and here, please enjoy this. I was just wondering if you wouldn't mind closing your door because
yes.
it's affecting. I'm getting a cough.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So.
And I'm like, I'm coughing, and I know where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
so
I also
they highlighted
don't want
for me your neck and your lungs, and they just said be careful. So just pay
yes.
attention to that, and
yes.
Just you need to raise your immune system level up.
Yes, yes. And what should I do to raise that up? Because I don't know.
It
I hope I'm not going to be here for too long.
Sucking on lozenges.
Okay.
So, like my wonderful aunt used to have thieves lozenges, which thieves is a combination of four different essential oils.
Okay.
So you can buy those at certain places, or just, you know, Ricola also has those wonderful. I sound like a commercial, but. I don't want to, you know. But, yeah, just go to
that's
health
very
support.
Good.
Things
okay.
like that, that will help lubricate your throat
yes.
and your lungs.
Yes.
And, you know, not lubricate your lungs, but you know what I mean.
I know what you're saying.
Okay. What was your question again?
Thank you. I just want to thank you for highlighting that, because I actually didn't want you to highlight that.
Oh, okay.
No. This is good, because it also puts some fear in me, because I have an aunt who is actually struggling with throat cancer.
Oh, okay.
And she's smoked all her life.
Yeah.
And now I'm in this rooming house where, you know, not everybody in here smokes, but there's just one person who has emphysema, who has an oxygen tank.
And it's smoking?
Smoke all the time.
Oh,
and
my
has
God.
A cough like you would not believe it.
That person,
and I'm like,
whether they know it or not, is trying to commit suicide.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't allow this to happen to me. I can't.
So they need to understand that it affects more than them.
Exactly.
I feel like that person has lost so much, has lost almost everything.
Yes, she has.
Yeah.
And just Liz and really her room is just, oh, my God. They threatened to kick her out if she didn't clean up her room. I mean, so there are other things that goes along. I mean, you can't open it. You walked in through the hallway, and the stench from the room is so bad.
You know, so maybe that gift is something pretty and scented for her.
Yes.
I feel like she needs a gift.
Okay.
That's what my guide said. I didn't really understand it, but they said gift in a card. That way you're not addressing her directly.
Right.
And she can just read it, and that way you can think about exactly what you want to say, and I think that would be good. But, okay, what was your question again? Sorry.
I know we keep moving off the question. But that's good, because I need to take care of what needs to be taken care of. And I just want to ask you one quick thing. Will I be okay?
Will you be okay?
Yes.
Okay. So hold my hand, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Metaphysically speaking, or metaphorically speaking.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The answer is, the way you're going now, you're not doing enough to prepare for the future.
Okay.
So you need to do things to prepare yourself for the future, and you'll have a better outcome. Right now, if things stay the same and you don't make any changes, you're not going to be super happy.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Is that what you not wanted to hear? But you know the truth of that.
Changes as in where I'm living?
Where you're living right now is okay for right now. But it's a place that you don't want to stay at forever.
Exactly.
So you need to make changes in your life in order for you to enable you to move out and move on with your life.
Right. Right.
And I feel like, so the changes that you need to make are educational. You may need to take some classes or do something just to change your life, to give you more of a variety of things to do.
Okay.
I feel like you used to do something for work that is just not available as an option to you anymore or open to you. Maybe it's just not enough money, or maybe it's just not what you need to do going forward.
Right.
What did
right.
you do?
Oh, my gosh. Now I do administrative work.
Okay.
And I've done reception work, but I've done it in a different...
Yeah. So you need to go to the next level because there's just not enough money for you doing this.
Yes, that's true.
For you to have the life that you want.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know,
everything costs more now.
Yes, and that's why I'm in this rooming house.
Yeah.
And I know that changing job.
And you're good with math, they're telling me.
Really? So, see, I don't see myself as a person who's good with math.
Yeah, they're telling me you're good with math.
They're
showing me you with a adding machine, adding things up.
Wow. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, see, I don't even see myself. See, I don't see myself as being good with math.
Okay. They're showing me you adding things up. So people who aren't good with math use calculators.
Yes, I do.
You know, and that's
to
a
add
good
things.
Thing. Even people who think they're good at math, if they don't use calculators, they're silly to double-check their math.
Right.
So I'm seeing you using some sort of adding machine or calculator. So I think maybe, you know, going along with the administrative, you know, taking some classes to get you up to office manager level.
And I've been an office administrator. I've done that before. I've done a lot.
Yeah. So I think taking some classes or something so that you can be at that level, because that's where you need to be, or higher.
Yes.
You know, learn
even,
how to do people's taxes. I think, like, taxes, I think, is what they're showing me, because they're adding things up and they're showing me, like, filling out things.
Wow. Wow.
And, you know, it's not algebra.
It's true.
Spoken as someone who is also a little afraid of math. you know, I think you need some classes to be able to get you to a different area so that you're making more money. Because right now you're making a little money, but you need to make money to be able to facilitate things. And for that, I think you just need a couple classes under your belt.
Okay.
And they're saying you're not working at the right place right now.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's absolutely correct.
So this is going to help you get another job someplace else.
Yes.
Okay, and I don't feel like you can get jobs and then move upward where you are. I feel like you're held down.
Oh, no.
And
no,
I feel like people
down?
Are nice to you there, and I feel like you like it there, but that is sort of like a dead end.
Yes. Yes. That's you're 110% correct, and this is why I'm like, okay, I really need, if I want to, I mean, this, again, where I'm at now, it's a roof over my head. It's not perfect.
Now, there's a woman in spirit. Is this mother or close grandmother?
Probably grandmother.
Okay.
And I have two siblings that are in spirit as well.
Who would a sibling do your hair for you when you were little?
My grandmother.
Your grandmother did your hair for you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she's showing me, like, she's combing your hair, and she may be, like, putting in bobby pins or barrettes or something. Or...
Yep, grandmother, yep.
Okay. And she's saying, because she's doing your hair for you, and she's saying, you're such a smart girl.
Yeah.
You know, she's saying, oh, you know, you're going to do well in school.
Yeah.
And she's telling me that you were held back as a child somehow.
Yes, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh.
Okay. She's saying now's the time for you to, and I have a feeling like you're saying, oh, so much work and so much money. I mean, here on the phone you're saying yes, but I feel like you're going to get depressed or discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you something that is so unhelpful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you this thing that is unhelpful. It's never going to get to be a better time than right now. Because if you wait a year, it's just one year older.
Yeah, so, you're right about that. And you know what? I think about these things. I think about these things all the time. And I'm like, I've got to do better. I'm in a place where I'm not going anywhere.
You're
right. It's aggravating me. And I'm like, I've got to do something.
Be okay? And the answer was, no, not unless things change.
Well, that would be like for anybody.
But for you, they're saying, you asked me if things would be okay, and I'm saying no. Other than everything is always okay all the time. Mm-hmm. Everything is always okay all the time. But for you, you need to change. And you deserve a change.
Yes, I do.
And you're smart.
Yeah.
And you're ready.
Yes.
You have so much to give back to the world.
Yes, I agree.
And I also feel like there's opportunities for you coming up in some fashion to be a teacher for other people, too.
Yes.
There's going to be an inspirational spin to your story. So.
Oh, an inspirational finish to my story?
Inspirational.
Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Okay, because that's what I needed to hear.
I want you to have, you know what, you need to believe in you.
Yeah.
You need to have faith in you.
You know, there's a lot that I need to release.
Mm-hmm.
And Spirit keeps telling me, go outside, put your feet on the ground, pour a little water on the planet.
No, I love that.
And tell me and pay homage to your ancestors. Mm-hmm. And you need to start praying.
Yep.
It's been on my mind. It has been on my mind. You need to do this.
And I love
that. You're not saying anything negative. You are not saying anything negative to me. You're not saying anything that my soul and spirit has not been speaking to me about. And that's my fear, is that I don't do what I know that I need to do.
And guess what?
What?
You do when you choose to.
Mm. Yes. Yes.
And that
and stop making excuses, damn it.
That came right from your guides. So stop beating yourself up.
Exactly. Stop making damn excuses for why you can't. Oh, it's money. I don't know how. And, you know, I don't know.
Child of the universe. And there are grants or loans of some type for you that are waiting for you. There's money for you.
As a matter of fact, the reason why I call is that my sister, when she passed, which I wasn't aware of until probably a couple of months ago, that she was in litigation with an accident that happened. And her lawyer contacted me and says, if you want to pursue this, he said, the money is here. If you want, and a settlement has already been reached. If you want to go forth and do this, he says, only thing you need is just to fill out some paperwork. And the check is here.
Take that
and I'm
money.
I'm flip-flopping over this, Ariana.
Use it wisely. Use it for school, and also there may be a little bit of a down payment on something. So
really?
Just use
I'm not. Now my sister passed. I'm not. I'm feeling. It's like.
You know what? I'm sorry.
I've been hesitating on this.
I have to go. It's been so lovely talking with you.
You
I want to get
well.
To one more caller. It's been so lovely talking with you.
I'm so sorry about taking up all your time.
Don't be sorry. This has been a beautiful experience.
Yes.
And
yes.
I love talking with you.
You as well.
You know the things you need to do.
You're right. You're right. I'm going to stop hesitating. I have
thank
to
you.
Not. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you.
Oh, thank you. May you be blessed. But one more thing. Say this with me.
Okay.
I am blessed with the abundance of the universe.
I am blessed with the abundance of the universe.
I allow myself to receive. Money comes to me freely and easily. Especially when I need it. Thank you.
Thank you.
And
so it is.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, so charged. Christmas spirit. That was so cool. Wasn't that cool? Courtney, do we have time for, maybe we can do two more callers if we're really fast.
Yeah, we have about 5 minutes left in the show. So I am going to bring on Ellen from New York. And before I bring you on, what is a classic ritual or tradition that maybe you or your family does for Halloween? And welcome to the show.
Hello, and hello, Adriana. That was quite a call.
Wasn't that amazing?
You definitely got in touch with spirit on that one. That was amazing. I was a child, it was giving out candy. I now live in an apartment building where it's not so easy. So what I do is I give some bags out to a neighbor who does answer all the kids in the apartment building, and I let her distribute them. And the other thing I do is that I know the veil is supposed to be very thin at this time of year, so I try to communicate with my mother and my father, who are both passed.
And, you know, right before you said that, when you said try to communicate, I got the smiling face of a woman. So I really feel like she is, okay. Do you know who F? There's an F first, middle, or last? Initial F?
S as in Sam? I can't think of somebody like
no,
that.
No, F
right
as
now.
In Frank.
S as in Frank. Not off the top of my head. I'll keep thinking, though.
Okay. An F. Is there an F here on the planet that would be connected
with
your
mother? Oh, wait. I'm sorry. It was my mother's maiden name.
Yay! Yeah. Okay.
Duh.
Yeah, it just felt really connected with your mother. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, so she is so connected with you, and she's so happy, and she's thanking you because you're doing things for family, and it's almost like you're doing things for her, for the family. So she's thanking you for doing that, but she wants you to do it more. Or
okay.
Okay, keep it up. And it
okay.
may be holiday rituals, but not Halloween.
Okay.
Okay. And she loves you so much. She's talking about a son. So do you have a son, or did she have a son who's your brother? Which one is that?
She had two sons.
Okay. So can you tell them that she says hello to them, if they're open to that energy?
I would. Unfortunately, I'm not in contact with them.
One, she's smacking, because he's not doing the right thing. Okay, but anyway, she's saying hello to them. If you have that opportunity to pass that on, and I feel like she's saying, like a mother would, you know, get in contact with your brother.
Yeah.
So make that, and she's saying you look so great, and she's indicating that you have a problem that's being resolved or has been resolved. There's a problem that you had that was resolved through medical.
Oh, a medical issue. It's resolving.
It's resolving.
And it's not a serious thing. It's just some soft tissue injury.
Yeah, she's showing me skin. So she's showing me. She's saying that she's so glad that she wants you to know she's been helping with that.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Okay, and your dad's saying hello, too. What's your question?
About finances, do you see a positive change in my finances in the near future? But of course, if you get other messages from spirit, I'm open to that.
Yeah, and our time's just about up, so I can only say I do see changes. I do see changes positive for you in a financial way. However, I do want to say that, you know, when you get money and money is coming in for you, take it and save some of it.
Yes.
Okay, so
definitely.
For the rainy days that come too.
Yes.
But yeah, financially, you're looking up. All right, well, thank you. That's all our time.
Thank you, Adriana.
Everyone, enjoy your holiday. Remember to keep your black cats in, because some people are strange, so keep your black cats inside for the month of October. And I know that it's hard. My cat escaped this morning. But reach out to someone. Tell them you love them. It's so much easier here on this side of the veil. Everyone, have a blessed month. Looking forward to talking with you next month.